بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Tere Dar Par Tera Banda Ba Ummeed E Karam Aaya. Karam Se Unke Mere Saamne Unka Haram Aaya. करम से उनके मेरे सामने उनका हरम आया. हमारी जिंदगी का वक्त वक्त मुग़तनम आया. हमारी जिंदगी का वक्त वक्त मुग़तनम आया. करम से रब कबा के दुआएं रद नहीं होती. करम से नजर के सामने किस्मत से मेरी मुल्तज़म आया. नजर के सामने किस्मत से मेरी मुल्तज़म आया. करम से उनके मेरे सा मने उनका हरम आया. यहाँ का जर्रा जर्रा मन हरे अनवार का बहे. यहाँ का जर्रा जर्रा मन हरे अनवार का बहे. ये मालिक का करम है उसे पे जो उसके हरम आया. ये मालिक का करम है उस पे जो उसके हरम आया. करम से उनके मेरे सा मने उनका हरम आया. अगर चेपुर खता है पर कहा जाए तेरा बंदा. अगर चेपुर खता है पर कहा जाए तेरा बंदा. तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा बउम्मीदे करम आया. तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा बउम्मीदे करम आया. अगर चे पर खता है पर कहा जाए तेरा बंदा. अगर चेपुर खता है पर कहा जाए तेरा बंदा. तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा बउम्मीदे करम आया. करम से उनके मेरे सामने उनका हरम आया. जुबाने शुक्र कासिर है लुगत में दम नहीं अख्तर. जुबाने शुक्र
نظر ان کا کرم آیا میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے ساتھ میں نے ان کا حرم آیا اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ فامید کرم آیا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ فامید کرم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے ساتھ میں نے ان کا حرم آیا ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مبتنم آیا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی ونسلم على رسوله الكریم اما بعد This is a very beautiful poem from amongst the many beautiful poems of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahmatullah Alayh. And in it he expresses his feelings while visiting the blessed Kaaba, the Kaaba Mubarakah, and what went through his heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq very, very soon to also visit the Kaaba Musharrafah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless us with such hearts that we can take the full benefit and all of the noor and anwar and tajalliyat which are coming down upon the Kaaba. May Allah open our hearts for that as well. So he entitles the poem that at your doorstep, your servant has come, and he has come bringing a lot of hope with a lot of expectation. So he begins, he says, out of his kindness, in front of me I can see the haram. The most valuable and the greatest, the most valuable moments of my life, the greatest opportunity of my life has come. Out of Allah's kindness, out of the kindness of the Rabb of the Kaaba, no dua will be rejected here. So a person goes to the Kaaba, it is, we all understand, the first time a person sees the Kaaba Sharif, then at that time whatever dua comes out from the heart, that dua will definitely be accepted. But it's not only that. When a person is making tawaf around the Kaaba, where du'as come out, those du'as are accepted. Person drinks zamzam, that du'a is accepted. Throughout his entire journey of umrah, du'as will be accepted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives these very, very valuable opportunities. Now, mashallah, the hujjaj will be going. And what du'as will be made there. And they will see the Kaaba Sharif, and many of them for the very first time in their lives. And these du'as will change sometimes even the course of history. It will change how the entire world is moving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change conditions everywhere. He said, it is my good luck, my fortune, that in front of me I can see the multazam. In the past, alhamdulillah, people were so lucky that they could go on to the multazam and make dua right there. Today it has become quite difficult. But those who enjoyed that bliss and that wonderful experience of standing by the multazam and holding on to the multazam, and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's saying, you're right in front of me, it is my fortune that the multazam has come, the doorstep of the Kaaba. He said, wherever I look at every single inch, I can see Allah's noor and I can see it being manifested. The noor of the Kaaba is being manifested throughout the haram, throughout Makkah Mukarramah. If a person goes with a negative gaze, and we go with green, if a person, as Maulana says, if a person is looking through green glasses, he'll see everything green. If a person is looking with red glasses, he'll see everything red. If a person goes with that gaze that he's looking for false, he'll only see false. And if a person goes to the Kaaba Sharif and to Makkah Mukarramah,
And he's looking for the nur of the Kaaba. On every single inch, at every speck, he will see the nur of the Kaaba in front of him. He said, it is the favor of my master on every single person who enters into his haram. It wasn't that my name came out, or that finally my application to Sawuk was accepted. It was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called me out of my master's kindness. I came to his doorstep. Then he says, and Mufti Ismail read this very beautifully. This is the one couplet of the poem on which the entire poem is entitled. So he says, oh Allah, even though I am full of faults and weaknesses, but in any case, where will your servant go? Your servant can only come to your doorstep and he can bring all of his hopes and expectations. No matter what a person can do in his life, no matter how bad we can be, as Maulana says, he says that many a times in the world, a person meets up in an accident, the car is damaged, the car is in a very bad condition. So the mechanic will tell you also this car is a write-off. And there's no way it can be fixed up. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one is a write-off. No matter how much sins a person has, no matter how much evil a person has, no matter how much wrong we have done, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shan is amazing, because when we commit sin, we're not harming Allah. As Imam Shaqi Muhammad Akhtar rahmatullah alayhi used to say, this beautiful dua, he said, oh Allah, I ask you to grant me that which won't decrease your treasure. And oh Allah, I am asking you, so habli ma la yanqusuk wa ghfir li ma la yadurruk. When we commit sins, يَا مَنْ لَا تَضُرُّهُ الذُّنُوبُ وَلَا تَنْقُصُهُ الْمَغْفِرَةُ. Our sins can't harm Allah. And forgiveness of Allah never ever will decrease Allah's treasure. So, oh Allah, I'm asking you to give me that which won't decrease your treasures. And oh Allah, I am asking, وَغْفِرْ لِي مَا لَا يَضُرُّكُ. Forgive me for those sins which can't harm you in any case. When we commit sin, we are harming ourselves. Allah is not harmed by our sins. When people do wrong to us, we feel hard to forgive them because we were harmed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond being harmed by His creation. When we ask Allah for forgiveness, it is nothing. It is easy for Allah to forgive. No, actually it is love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. As Marana says, he said it is Allah, so to say, his hobby. Allah loves to do this, that a servant just comes to him and says, oh Allah, forgive me, I am so bad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. So he says, oh Allah, I am full of faults, but where will your servant go? The only place your servant has to go is to your doorstep. And I have come with all of my hopes and expectations. Then Hazrat says, right in the ending, he says, that my tongue is deficient in expressing gratitude, O Allah, for this great favor of yours you brought me to your house. And O Allah, in all of the dictionaries of the world, vocabulary, there isn't any vocabulary. Your vocabulary doesn't have the strength to ever describe and to ever express thanks to you and shukr to you for your favors. Much more than I ever dreamt of, much more than I ever expected. Oh Allah, I saw your mercy coming and taking me away. I saw your mercy enshrouding me. May Allah bless me with this. May Allah grant us all. The important lesson that we should be learning for all of those of us who can't go for Hajj is that if we can't go, at least our hearts can be there. And at least from now we can start making an effort that inshallah soon I will plan at some time, I will start saving up, that's what I can do. I will start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what I can do. And then after that we hope in Allah's mercy that Allah will take us to His house and Allah will give us the full benefits of those Mubarak places of Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with all of these anwar. Here, living in South Africa, may Allah bless us with the anwar of Hajj which is taking place there and let it spread through the entire world.